In this video, I'll demonstrate several of the new designer support features that have been added to Visual Studio 2008. So let's fire up VS 2008 and say create a new website. Here we are in our standard view. We can switch to design mode. Notice we have this form tag indicator. But one of the things that jumps out at us immediately is that in addition to design and source view, we have this split view now. And split view is great because it lets us work in the mode of our choice, either in on the design surface or in our code. But it lets us immediately see the changes that we've made in one window in the other window. So for example, if I'm making changes here in the design window, let's say for example I insert a table, and we'll just insert a 2x2 table. Notice that those changes are instantly reflected in code view. And along the same lines, if I make changes in code view, those changes are reflected in design view. So I don't have to switch back and forth. I can work in one and see the changes in the other. That's very handy. Let's hop into design mode. And another set of enhancements for productivity are the addition of ruler and grid available in our design surface. So I can say view, ruler grid, show ruler, and I leave this one on all the time. It just gives me a ruler that helps me with placement for any visual artifact that I place on the page. I can also go in and turn on a grid if I like, and this will help me with aligning controls that I might place on the page. The other thing that I can do is I can say add snap to grid and say, hey, whenever I place a control on the page, automatically snap it to the closest grid cell alignment. So those are there for you to use as well. I'm just going to turn those off and leave the ruler on. A feature that was added in Visual Studio 2005 was that the team spent a lot of time making sure that when you switched back and forth between design mode and source view, that your source code or your page didn't get manipulated in any undesirable way. One unfortunate side effect of that was that there were times when you'd switch between design view and source view where there would be a time lag in between that that switch. So in Visual Studio 2008, the team has really done a great job at improving the performance of navigating through the user interface. So for example, let's put a button on the page. And so we'll drop the button on the page. I'll go down and switch to source mode. Notice that that button is there instantaneously. If I add some code or just some text here, make some changes in source view. Now, if I switch back to design mode, it's instantaneous and the text is there. So really the performance of navigating back and forth through the various views in Visual Studio has really, really been improved. One of the other features that I really like is that since I'm really not much of a designer, I tend to spend the bulk of my time in Visual Studio in source code view. And one of the things that was really an irritation to me in previous versions of Visual Studio is that if I wanted to use the assistance that was offered in various places inside Visual Studio, often I had to switch to design modes, in particular wiring up event handlers. I would have to, as I'm working here in source code view, I've added a button to my page, but if I wanted to auto wire up a button click event handler, I'd have to switch to source mode, double click on the button to get the code behind. But one of the other productivity enhancements that have been made here in Visual Studio 2008 is here I'm on this button control. Over here in my properties window, I can just switch to events, choose the event that I want to wire up, in this case the click event, double click, and here I am in my VB code behind with a button click event handler pre-wired up to the button click event, ready for me to start writing code. So again, just a slick little productivity enhancer. Now, one of the things that's interesting to note is that the HTML designer engine that's in Visual Studio 2008 is really the same one as the one that's in the Expression web product. So the Expression product line, if you're not familiar with it, is a relatively new suite of tools from Microsoft that's specifically targeted at designers. So it's interesting that now in Visual Studio we have the same design power by virtue of having the same engine as the as the expression product has. So it will really help those of us especially that are less skilled with the design process from an aesthetic perspective, and even more professional designers that are also doing development, to be able to use that same design time experience as you get in a professional design tool like Expression right here in Visual Studio 2008. So those are a few of my favorite productivity improvement features in Visual Studio 2008, but one of the very significant collection of enhancements to Visual Studio 2008 for designers is the inclusion of a wide variety of CSS support for working with cascading style sheets from right here inside Visual Studio. So the first thing to note is there's some new tools that are built into Visual Studio for working with cascading style sheets. The first two that we're going to look at, let's look at Manage Styles and Apply Styles. Right, so I'm just saying View and selecting Manage Styles and Apply Styles. Now, Manage Styles shows me the styles that are available in the page that I'm working on. Now, we haven't included any external reference. We haven't attached a style sheet. So we just have the style sheets that are available in line for us. So notice here that we've got this style 1. Now I just did a cut and paste and we'll change that name. Now this is not really what you want to, it's not really the process that you'll want to use to author styles. But for now, let's go with that, and I'll show you the tools that are built in momentarily. First, we have this Manage Styles window, and this gives us a visual representation of all of the styles that are available in the page that we're working on. So I'm going to attach an external style sheet, so it'll have to be in my solutions before I can attach it. So I'm going to drop it into my solution, and now I can click on the Attach Style button and select from the styles that are available in this solution. And note here that we now have a rich representation of the styles that are on this page. Now, one of the things that's interesting to notice about this Manage Styles window, as well as the CSS Properties window that we're going to look at momentarily, is that Visual Studio is hierarchically aware. One of the things about working with style sheets is that you can have a style sheet hierarchy in which styles override other styles. And without some visual representation or some tool support, it can be difficult to figure out why your style or why a use of your style doesn't look the way that you would expect it to look. And often that's because of the hierarchical inheritance nature of style sheets. So if we look here in our Manage Styles window, a couple of things to note. So the first thing is, notice that here's current pages at the top of the hierarchy. So these are the styles that are defined in the current page. And then subordinate to that are the styles that are defined in this attached style sheet, main.css. Notice that they appear subordinate to the current page styles. Now, a couple of other things to note here relative to the representations. You'll notice that style 1 here has a circle around it, and it's green. You'll notice there are also blue and red. So green means that it's an ID-based style. Blue means that it's an element-based style, and red means that it's a class-based style. And the circle indicates that this particular style is in use in our page. So, for example, if we right-click on style 2, you'll notice not currently used is indicated. But if I right-click on style 1, I can select all instances, and in our case, there's only one instance of that style being used. But the circle is there because it tells us that this style is in fact in use and in this page. So really good sort of detailed design time support for the use of cascading style sheets. Now, while we're in here, I might notice this one body tag, but I could say, you know, let's modify that style. It brings up a style builder. So I could go in here and specify, I want to change the background color. I can do that, for example, change the font. And notice as we navigate down through here, each one of these categories has a context-specific user interface. So very very slick, gives you the full description as well as a preview of what that's going to look like, which is a much preferred way to work with style sheets than what we had available previously. In addition to being able to modify existing style sheets, I can right-click and say, hey, let's add a new style. And we can start from scratch, give it whatever name we want. Likewise, I can say, let's start with this style and make a copy. Now, of course, if I want to, I can go in and look at the entire style sheet. So I've just opened up the main CSS file. I could right-click and say, hey, let's add a style rule to this style. Or select build style, and I get the modify style dialog. So I can work either in the manage styles dialog or right in the style sheet file if I want to, getting the same powerful CSS authoring support that that you're seeing here with the modify style dialog. No matter where that style dialog gets initiated from. Note also here that if we look at the apply style sheet window, maybe I want to size this a little better, but a little bit better. But notice how this gives me really real-time view of what the styles look like. So I could be down here and say, hey, let's select this table and I want to choose that style sheet. Right? And notice I just selected the part of my markup that I wanted to apply that style to, and then double-clicked on the style that I wanted to apply in the apply style sheet dialog, and then notice that style sheet has been applied to that TD that I had selected when I double-clicked on the menu style. So again, really quick, no typing, really quick way to apply those styles using the apply style sheet. The Apply Style Sheet Toolbox window. Now another thing you want to know about is the Style Sheet Properties window. So if we click on View and we go back down to the same section where we enable the Manage Styles and the Apply Styles windows that you're seeing on the left, there's the CSS Properties window, which I've configured to open here alongside my regular Properties window. And this lets us here, sort of in design mode, lets us select how we want this particular styles to appear. So if you notice here, here's a real-time view of all of these styles. Here's the applied style rules for the particular element that we're looking at. And then here in Properties, we can make changes to the style. Right? So background color, for example, let's change it to something ugly. So I can modify the styles as I'm looking in design mode at the page. So so really it gives us several different ways of working with styles based on what kind of work we're doing at a particular time. We can author styles using the .css file. So if we want to add a style sheet, for example, one we don't have an existing one, we just say on our project, we just say add a new item. And then select the style sheet by choosing style sheet here. Or after we're managing multiple style sheets, whether they be multiple externally included files or styles that are included in line in conjunction with attached style sheets, with the hierarchy in place, we can modify them using the modify style dialog. As well as navigating around from inside our application, selecting particular artifacts on our page, buttons, divs, paragraphs, any control, and manipulating the style sheet properties in the CSS properties dialog. So hopefully that gives you an idea of some of the basic enhancements to improve productivity during the design process, and in particular, the really rich support that's been added for cascading style sheets development while using Visual Studio 2008.